if the judge didn't think there was enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, why did the trial start to begin with?
Because a complaint had been issued by a clerk magistrate, and the clerk magistrate issued the complaint on a different burden of proof. He made a decision that there was probable cause for a complaint to issue. When a jury decides guilt or innocence, it's a higher standard of proof. It has to be proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So that's why the judge at the end of the actual evidence by the Commonwealth has to make a threshold ruling that there's enough evidence for the jury to consider that would enable them to make a finding of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But in this case, the judge probably correctly ruled, as far as I can tell by the newspapers, that there was not evidence beyond a reasonable doubt.
So it's almost as if it was a technicality in this case.
It was and is kind of fuzzy as to whether there was a clear enough sign that he wasn't allowed in the house. The statute says you have to post it for the trespass. And if there was a degree of force used against that, you know, that's a pretty fuzzy question. It's a very high burden of proof. And it's why, and people misunderstand it, but after somebody gets acquitted, they think, well, oh, he's innocent. Well, he's not innocent. Innocence has nothing to do with it. They just found the evidence wasn't there beyond a reasonable doubt.
I see. And that's an important distinction to make here in understanding why the judge stepped in, because the term here is directed verdict.
It means the judge rules that on the evidence, the jury could not find beyond a reasonable doubt that he either committed a breaking and entering or committed a trespass.
And how often does a judge take this course of action versus letting a case go forward and letting a jury come to a decision?
It's pretty rare, but not unheard of.
And now, had the judge decided to let the case go forward and the jury had said Hyde was guilty, the judge has recourse, correct?
At that point, the defendant would renew the motion and the judge could then act on it. It's done more in civil cases than in criminal cases, because in a civil case, the plaintiff can appeal, whereas in a criminal case, the prosecution can't appeal.
And so do the Kings have recourse?
Sure, they have a civil case. I mean, the Kings had nothing to do with this case. They're just witnesses. This is not their case. That's very important to remember. This is the Commonwealth's case.
Thank you so much for talking with us, Judge Merrick.
It was my pleasure, Catherine. Thank you very much.